Laudetur Jesus Christus. Welcome to Vatican Radio's English service for South Asia.
Hello and welcome to our special program on the Year of Faith, The Faithful Witness, a series on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world.
I pray you'll be all right and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer when we lose. Lead us to a place, guide us with your grace, to a place where we'll be safe.
You're listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly feature based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. These are people who lived their ordinary lives in extraordinary ways. They are examples of great fortitude and virtue. Their unique stories inspire us to be rooted in our faith. God calls each one of us today to inspire our brothers and sisters and to be witnesses of our faith. The faithful witness of this week is Father Joseph Shenosky. He is from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania in the United States of America. This mechanical engineer turned Catholic priest is presently the director of pastoral and apostolic formation at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Philadelphia. Last week, he shared with us his personal inspirations, especially from Blessed John Paul II. Today, he shall share with us the challenges he faced as a priest and a formator, living and working with young seminarians. Our faithful witness of today, Father Joseph Shenosky from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, USA, shares with us his faith experiences and the challenges he faced in his life and mission. Father Shenosky, a very hearty welcome to Vatican Radio. We are very happy to have you with us today. Have you ever faced any great challenge to your faith?
I think sometimes we would like to see immediate results from our efforts, whether it's working as a parish priest or as a chaplain of a high school or even in seminary formation. We like to see the fruits immediately. We would like to see people in the society evangelized and come back to church immediately. And sometimes we have to recall that we're planting seeds and it's ultimately the Lord's work. We're his instruments. And we have to persevere in our priestly work, even if we don't always see the immediate results, the immediate fruit.
Don't you get depressed at seeing nothing is happening?
Well, there are a lot of good things that we see happening as well. So there is no need to be depressed because ultimately the Lord is in charge of his church. And he has promised us that he will not abandon us. He has not abandoned us. And so we can have confidence and hope and joy that Christ and his Spirit are guiding the church. And so this gives us great hope.
Okay. And in since you have been in 2-3 different places, in school, in parish, in now in the formation, have you seen that the other people's faith in some way affect you and your faith affecting them?
Absolutely. When I was the high school chaplain, I lived in residence in a parish, and the faith of the people has always been a great inspiration to me. And I can think of, for example, one elderly person that had some kind of lung condition and would come to church each Sunday struggling with an oxygen tank. And I said, it's so inspiring for me to see you at Mass every Sunday, knowing the challenges involved with your health. And she said to me, Father, she said, I need Jesus in the Eucharist. I can't possibly stay away from Mass. And so even though it took such a tremendous effort, the faith of this person was a great inspiration. So many, that's one example of many in which the faith of the people really are inspiring and encourage me as a priest. Even in my work as a high school chaplain before entering the seminary, seeing young people who practice their faith, who want to live the truth even in the midst of the culture, who want to live a countercultural life. And we see this also, especially with our seminarians at St. Charles Seminary, that they want to live the gospel, that they take their faith seriously. And this is a great inspiration to me and increases my own faith to see the strong faith in other people of all ages.
Even though we claim we believe, oftentimes our life doesn't reflect that. Don't you agree?
Well, this is, I think, the message of ongoing conversion that all of us are called, whether we're a young person, an elderly person, whether we're single or married, whether we're a priest, a member of the clergy, we're all called to ongoing conversion. And that this is a message that is important. And hopefully in this coming year of faith, we can use this as an opportunity to grow in our own faith. In our own ongoing conversion in living the gospel, that this is something that we have to, with God's grace, work on every day, every minute of every day.
If there is one particular incident, faith experience, or encounter with the people which you like to share with us today?
You know, one experience that I had the good fortune of having my first year in Rome that was very moving to me was my archbishop at the time, Cardinal Rigali, invited me to join him and our auxiliary bishops in meeting Pope John Paul II at Castel Gandolfo in the private audience. And this was the last year of his papacy. Mm-hmm. And this would have been September of 2004. And in the encounter with the Holy Father, I was so moved by the fact that his health did not seem good to me, but yet he was so concerned about everyone else in the room, asking where I was from, what I was studying. And it was so clear to me that I had the sense I was in the presence of a living saint. And he really taught us, as the chief shepherd and pastor of the Universal Church, he really taught us how to live in Christ and also how to die in Christ. And it was an experience that if I live to be 100 years old, I will never forget that. That was a very powerful, powerful experience for me in terms of my own faith and seeing the witness of this great, great pontiff.
I truly am inspired, Father, listening to you.
Thank you.
Because this is what sharing of experiences, sharing of faith, that truly means, you know?
Praise God.
Thank you, Father Shanowski.
Thank you.
And once again, thank you.
It's a great pleasure. God bless you and your work. Thank you.
That was Father Joseph Chenosky from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, USA, sharing with us his faith experiences. Thank you. You have been listening to The Faithful Witness, our weekly series based on the lives of inspiring people and witnesses of faith in the Catholic Church from around the world. Our faithful witness today has been Father Shenosky from the U.S. If you have a faith experience to share with us, let us know. Visit our website, radiovaticana.va.